Washington Governor Jay Inslee has emerged as a fierce critic of President Donald Trump. Here he is on MSNBC.
What I would say about this president, totally unpredictable, frequently unhinged.
But this is just Inslee's warm-up act. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
Ever since President Trump was inaugurated, Governor Jay Inslee has been popping up on cable news.
What is happening right now? Republicans are having a head-on collision with reality.
He's been on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News. He's blasted the president over immigration, health care, climate change. And in doing so, Inslee's developed something of a national profile. But next year, he may get even more visibility. That's because in December, Inslee will become chair of the Democratic Governors Association, or DGA. He's currently vice chair. Inslee clearly sees this role in the context of the Resist Trump movement.
I'm no secret about it. I've talked to people who are intensely interested in having a pushback against Donald Trump, and the place to do that is in the governor's races.
Now, 2018 is going to be a big year for governor's races, 36 contests nationwide. So what will this mean for Inslee as chair of DGA? We put that question to Kyle Kondik. He's managing editor of Sabatow's Crystal Ball. It's a politics and elections newsletter published by the University of Virginia.
Of course, the Democrats are going to want to try to maximize the number of governorships they could win next year, and the DGA is a big part of that. So that makes Inslee a very important person in the 2018 campaign.
Inslee takes on this job at an interesting moment in history. Democrats hold just 16 governorships nationwide. That's a historic low. Inslee's job will be to try to move that number up. He's already got a joke delivered straight-faced about the DGA's voter turnout operation.
We have a chairman that is incredibly effective at turning out Democrats. His name is Donald Trump.
Jokes aside, Republicans acknowledge they are on defense heading into 2018, not because of the president, but because they have to defend so many seats.
We're victims of our own success.
This is John Thompson with the Republican Governors Association. He doesn't accept the assumption that 2018 will be a good year for Democrats, and he accuses Inslee and other Democratic governors of overconfidence bordering on obnoxiousness when it comes to their 2018 prospects.
We've seen many, many times that governors' races are harder to nationalize. They're harder to connect to Washington. They're not like a Senate or congressional race.
Republicans do hold one clear advantage, money. In 2014, the RGA outspent the DGA nearly 2-1. Inslee will face some pressure to try to narrow that gap. He's already gotten a taste of fundraising for the DGA. Through a public records request, we obtained a copy of Inslee's itinerary for a trip he took to Los Angeles in April of 2015.
Let's see. I met with a representative of the Disney Corporation.
We showed Inslee a copy of his schedule from that trip to refresh his memory. Besides Disney, he was scheduled to meet with other Hollywood types. That list included film producer Lawrence Bender, who's best known for producing Quentin Tarantino films. Inslee said he didn't recall the details of this particular trip, but added,
I will do trips that are predominantly about raising funds for the DGA. No question about that.
The DGA is likely to raise more than $100 million for 2018 from corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals. Previous top donors to the DGA with headquarters or major operations in Washington state include Boeing, Microsoft, and Amgen. Inslee insists that rubbing shoulders with big-time donors won't influence his work as governor.
You can rest easy not worrying about that. I've said no to many, many people who have written significant contributions to groups that I support. And if you can't do that, you ought not to be in public life.
But meeting national donors and playing a more high-profile party role could help Inslee if he aspires to higher office. He's already been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate in 2020. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.